Talking little spring volleyball, coach. It's that time of the year again with March being here. What's it look like? Some of the any matches planned? What's the latest we can tell the folks out there who love their volleyball around here? What do you got going on?
Yes. So right now we're really just working in the gym, working in the weight room, working out at CrossFit. But we have 3 dates planned as of right now. The first one will be Wednesday, March 26th. That will be in North Platte. It's a triangular against North Platte and Hastings College. And then we have our normal where we go to UNK. That'll be the last weekend in April. And then I think we're still tentatively working on the date, but as of right now, the second to last Saturday in April will be the McCook men's scrimmage match.
So those dates, once again, otherwise you can, it's just practice time and getting back and getting back in the gym there at the Graff Event Center and just working on a lot of things, right?
Yes. So lots of one-on-one time, and we have a lot of returners this year, so we have a pretty good full squad. So just a lot of one-on-one and making sure our returners will be ready to go next year.
I know you've also put out information on your summer camp schedule, too, and you got Coach Gamble, I think, coming back, right?
Yes. So we decided to have Coach Gamble come back, especially because Evie Hopkinson is now there, and she'll be coming also back and doing a day camp on herself. By herself as well, doing a libero camp. And then we have another camp as well. We have not posted it. We're still waiting to see who's going to go first or like who's going to do it. But it's either going to be with Coach Dennis Traister or Savannah Thatcher. So we have another camp there coming out as well, and that'll be in July.
Also, you've been posting a lot of new recruits as of late, Coach. I think you got one from Haxton, one from Hershey, Rollins High School as well. So a few new additions that you've posted lately, too.
Yes, so we're almost done with our recruiting team. We have one more player really to go, kind of up in the air on whether or not we're going to go for one more player. But we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, but we have a lot of great players coming in, some freshmen that are super excited. They're going to come in and they're going to work hard, and we're really excited about all of our freshmen that we have coming in so far.
And pretty much your second year players, I know there were a bunch of things were happening before Christmas on different announcements, and I know we got some interviews on that, but is that totally done with your second year players moving on now?
Yeah, so we have Landry McNair. She'll be doing her signing. She was a true freshman, but she is she's signing on because she has so many college credits and will be graduating with her associate's degree. So she'll be signing on here after spring break to her next year. And then we still have Paulina Pfister still looking for the right place for her.
All right. So hopefully, again, she'll get a chance to go on. She really wants to play. Did a great job for you in her, kind of the 1 year here at MCC. She'll get a good school to go to.
Yes. And then we also, we're sending two pairs to a beach volleyball tournament in Huntsville, Alabama in May, too. So we'll probably throw some stuff out there as well because they'll be on the beach courts here practicing soon for that.
So that's kind of new. Have you ever had anybody for beach volleyball in the past? I don't think so, have you?
No, we haven't. We might be getting beach in the next few years. So there's an opportunity during the National Junior College Association beach volleyball tournament, and it's an open tournament, and so we're going to send two teams to that.
How about that? Very good. That's exciting. Look for that in the near future, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Very good. So spring volleyball, yes, look for those dates, and those home matches are always open to the public. Come on by and watch, aren't they?
Yes, for sure. And we'll definitely post on when that match is going to be on our Facebook page.